We're talking Mercy Flight Central in the golden hour, right? That's mm-hmm. The key to saving lives for you guys, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we're here with Aaron Reese, the CEO of Mercy Flight Central, and Caitlin Carhart. And you are what, development?
Yes, director of development.
Director of development. That means she's in charge of raising the money for you, right?
Yes, absolutely. Key partner.
Yes. And everybody always goes Mercy Flight, but there is a difference. Mercy Flight Central is you guys, and you're based out of Canandaigua.
Correct.
And you're also down in
Syracuse, just outside of Syracuse, and then over in Rome, New York.
Right, right. Yep. So you have like from here east. Right?
Yep.
Because there is a Mercy Flight in Buffalo.
Correct.
Is that correct? Yes.
Correct. Separate entity. Similar organization, but separate entity.
Are they a nonprofit like you?
Yes, they are.
They are.
Yep.
Because there is such a thing as a for-profit helicopter ambulance service.
Correct.
Right, as well. That's in the Southern Tier, right?
Southern Tier and over east in the Seneca Falls and over further east. There are bases over there.
All right. So, how long has Mercy Flight Central been around? I mean, I remember Paul Hyland started it all, right?
Yeah, 32 years.
No kidding.
Yep. So we've been at it 32 years.
Now, one of the latest, because I get all your press releases and stuff, I'm on your mailing list. You got a new fleet.
Yes, we do. It's been an exciting year, exciting period of time. We have bought 4 new aircraft. Two of those we have here in Canandaigua and are in service. One is in service and one we're using for training on the new pilots. The other two we should have in the next couple of months and get those in service in the Syracuse and Rome bases.
So 4 birds.
Yes.
As you guys call them in the hangar, right?
First in MFC history.
Yes. First time we've had 4 brand new aircraft. First time we've had 4 identical aircraft, too.
Right, right. So, ballpark, what's one of those helicopters go for?
I mean, about $5.2, $5.3 million.
So you got over $20 million worth of equipment there.
Again, why Caitlin's so important. Caitlin and her team and our donors and fundraising.
But the thing about Mercy Flight Central, and I don't know if people realize this, a lot of people think it's like Strong's helicopter, you know, because they've used it in their commercials in the past, right?
Yeah, we've got a great partnership with them, certainly.
Right, you take people to the highest end ERs in town.
Trauma centers. Tertiary care centers.
That was the word I was looking for, but it was escaping me at the moment. Because you only get called when it's dire straits for somebody. Right.
Yeah. Certainly when someone's is sick, acutely injured, that's when we get called to take them to the higher level of care.
Yeah, that's where the golden hour is to get somebody to the trauma center so they can get the medical care. But the things that you guys can do in the sky is amazing because let's talk about your crew a little bit.
Yeah.
On these calls.
Each crew has obviously a pilot, a flight nurse and flight paramedic, both who are at least 3 years of experience before they come to us from in either an ICU or emergency room or in a busy ground EMS service. They come with quite a bit of experience and knowledge, and then our training program and our ongoing training is pretty extensive in what they're able to do. The autonomy that they have and the level of care that they're able to provide is extraordinary in what they're able to do.
Yeah, I mean, the treating that they can do actually in flight on the way to the trauma center is amazing. Right?
Yeah, the equipment that we have, things such as point-of-care ultrasound, the formulary, the medications that we have are an extension of a hospital and able to really provide that higher level of care in route before they get to that tertiary care center.
Right, right. And that's why I say it's, there's a lot of people walking the earth today that wouldn't be otherwise if it wasn't for you guys.
Yeah, and having one of the newer things is having blood. It's something that was not permitted in New York until about a year and a half, 2 years ago. It was not permitted to be transported or had outside of a hospital setting. So legislation was passed that has allowed us to have blood products. So if we have a patient who is traumatically injured or medically needing blood products, we have that available now in the aircraft and able to treat that patient.
And that's new, huh?
Yeah. It's New York is one of the last states that was allowing that to happen in helicopters and air medical.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's exciting for us. Something that we've been looking forward to for many years,
well,
have that capability.
I mean, blood loss has got to be one of the most common problems, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, when it comes down to it.
Yeah. And something that's treatable, you know,
right.
If you have the tools.
So who makes the call when they say, we need Mercy Flight Central? Who makes that call?
So if it's a scene call, if it's an accident out in the community, that would be the EMS providers that are first responding. So paramedics, EMTs that they get to the scene and determine the patient needs to go to a higher level of care. If it's if it's an interfacility, one smaller hospital to a larger hospital, that's the emergency room staff, the physician, nurses team that's caring for the patient. They determine the patient needs to go to a higher level of care and then make those arrangements.
Now, with the new helicopters that you had, why did you need new helicopters?
The ones we have had are transitioning away from our great aircraft. They've been a workhorse, but they're just aging. And it was getting more and more difficult to keep them in service just from an availability of parts standpoint because they're older. So it was a matter of needing to upgrade our fleet and just wanting to have a more reliable in the sense of having them in service. The ones that we have are very safe. They're great aircraft, but it was just becoming more and more difficult to keep them in service.
Now, do you get to sell those?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a market. I mean, they're still a great aircraft. It just takes more to keep
them
in service.
For maybe smaller organizations and stuff like that.
There is a market for them, so they will go on to someone else to continue to use.
Yeah, because if I recall, I've been doing stuff with Mercy Flight Central for a long, long time.
Yeah.
So I've know the spiel, as they say. Because like every time you guys go on a call, when it comes back, it's gone over completely, right? It's like brand new for the next time.
Yeah, so the pilots do a pre-flight. So the beginning of each of their shift, they're looking at the aircraft to make sure everything is safe, obviously. Even in between flights, they're looking. Our maintenance is doing weeklies on them, and then everything else is on a calendar or an hour schedule. So depending on how many days or hours the aircraft has been used, then
this needs to be replaced after so many hours.
Inspected and replaced and overhauled. And so it's very calculated in how often things are looked at.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, that's the worst. And we've heard stories, I mean, not locally here, but you've heard stories about rescue helicopters that have gone down.
Yeah, no, safety is obviously very, very important, and our maintenance team is great about being proactive and really keeping our aircraft in great, great shape.
How many people are in the hangar and at the office right there on Brickyard Road in Canandaigua on a daily basis?
I'd say probably 25 to 30.
No kidding, really?
Between our business office, our major maintenance is done there, so we do some off-site aircraft maintenance at the other bases, but the majority of it's done there. Our communication center is there, and then just the crew, obviously, that's on, and just some other support staff. Our other bases have typically just the crew and maintenance and a much smaller group, but in Canandaigua is where we have all our support staff.
And Caitlin has to raise all the money to pay those people, huh?
Yeah, she does. She does.
Including herself.
Tall task.
What are you looking forward to here, Caitlin? What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. We have so much fun stuff coming up for 2024. As everybody knows, the solar eclipse is happening. It's really...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
have you heard about it?
Get out. What's that all about?
So we are hosting a solar eclipse smash, kind of just a viewing party at our Canandaigua base. It should be a good time. Tickets will go on sale to the public right around February 8th, but all the information is on our website. It'll be really festival style. We're going to have some food trucks and different food vendors trying to keep everybody pretty local.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll have glasses. There's going to be branded T-shirts, different Mercy Flight Central swag for purchase. It should be a good time.
And right there at the hangar and in the middle of a runway.
In the middle of the runway.
Wide open space.
Yeah.
We'll have the AW, our new fleet, on display. We'll have, as long as our crews aren't out on a call, they'll be there for the public to talk to and meet and greet. As well as, I think we're going to have a warplane from the airport because
we're
on Canandaigua Airport property.
Uh-huh.
Whiskey Charlie or something.
Yeah. I've been in that plane.
Yeah, that might be on display too.
It's a scary as hell plane to ride in, I'll tell you that too.
Yeah. It's cool looking.
It's a World War II plane, and I've been up in it a couple times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's scary. You got to be careful when you walk around too, because there's like bolts sticking out. I ripped a coat one time.
Oh, goodness. Well, luckily our new aircraft, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
So that'll be April 8th. And then for the first time ever, we're going to do a trap shooting event.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, called Clays for a Cause. We're going to work with Canandaigua Sportsman Club. That'll be Thursday, May 23rd.
Okay.
So we'll do teams of five. We are offering single shooters as well if anybody wants to come out and doesn't have a team. But first time, so we'll see how it goes.
I've got a neighbor who's taken me to his club before.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him up. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Let's see if I'll be the weak link on his team.
And then we have our 32nd annual golf tournament.
Yes.
Again, 32 years in the business, 32nd annual golf tournament. We're hosting that at Locust Hill this year.
It'll be very nice.
Monday, June 10th. So sponsorships and teams are available. Again, all of it's, our website is up to date. We've been really good about making sure that all the details are out there and trying to stay ahead of it. And we'd love to have some people come out.
Absolutely. You guys used to do a run. That's how I first got involved with you guys way back when. Have you ever thought about bringing that back too, or is there too many 5Ks out there?
There's a lot of 5Ks out there. I think that there was one, to be honest with you, floating around this year online that we didn't have anything to do with organizing it.
But they wanted to give you the money?
Yeah, so there's always that option too. If somebody else wanted to organize a 5K and have us be the beneficiary, we're always open to different community events like that, but we don't have one slated for this year.
So now, staff-wise, if you've only got 25 people at Brickyard in Canandaigua there, on the day of the eclipse, do you need volunteers for that?
I mean, yeah, potentially.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What would they do? Go to mercyflight.org?
Yeah, give me a call, contact us. There's we've created a specific email, solareclipse@mercyflightcentral.org. So if anybody's interested in volunteering or
just
has any questions,
yeah,
go ahead and shoot that email.
How else can people help out? I mean, obviously funds. Mm-hmm. And I know you have people, again, that have lived because of your services.
Absolutely.
And they're definitely good. They are out there supporting you guys.
Yeah, and we always welcome more of those good news stories. You know, one of the things we don't always get a lot of is follow-up on how patients do after the fact.
Right.
So we always absolutely would love to hear from patients that have had a great experience and want to share that story, because that's helpful. It's very helpful to tell the story through a patient's eyes that it's experienced.
I've probably done 16 or 17 of your golf tournaments. Mm-hmm. And I remember many times we've had people who were survivors at the golf tournament because of Mercy Flight Central.
Yeah, they're one of the best people to tell the story, for sure.
Exactly. What else should we know about Mercy Flight Central? I mean, you know, I know that it's got to be a big bill when you guys are called for that patient.
It is.
And what happens? I mean, does insurance cover this?
So it is a large bill. It's unfortunately a large fixed cost operation. So there's a lot of costs that we have to incur whether we're flying or not.
Right.
Insurance, we do bill insurance. The majority of insurances do cover. We have in-network agreements with Excellus and the Blues plans and MVP and when the insurance, if your insurance doesn't cover it, then there's some new legislation in place that has prevented some of the bad news stories that we used to hear of these large bills that patients would get. So that doesn't happen anymore. Patients don't get those bills. It's left more to us on the end of as the provider, and then working with the insurance company to settle that outside of the patient getting the bill, which is huge. We never wanted the patients to be getting the bills. It really needs to be between us and the insurance company.
Yeah, because you hear it all the time, people going bankrupt just because they got sick or injured. You know?
And that's not fair. That's not fair, and that's not what we're about. And you know, if in the event of somebody being uninsured, which happens, unfortunately, then we work with them. And as long as the patients, you know, talk with us and work with us, we work with them in the best way we can. We offer significant discounts and, you know, charity care sliding scale fees, and work with people on payment plans. And in any way, we don't send someone.
You're
to
not
collections.
Putting anybody out on the street because they're not.
No, as long as the patients talk to us and communicate with us and don't avoid us and ignore our phone calls, then we're absolutely about working with them to not put them into financial distress.
Well, you were talking about how on the eclipse day, which is April 8th, if you hadn't heard that there's an eclipse coming in your big bash, the smash, right? The solar eclipse smash. I did you guys did this event a couple of years ago. I did it with Rich Funky, if you remember Rich Funky from Channel 10, and then he was a state senator and stuff like that. It was called Taste for the Race, because you guys were always involved with Watkins Glen, right? Because Watkins Glen always has a bird there because of one of those guys, those guys getting in an accident. It's usually a serious thing. And we were at, you guys did this food. We had a dinner in the hangar. And we're right there, and you guys got a call.
I still remember.
Mm-hmm. And it was, it helped fundraising that night.
Oh, absolutely. Those are some of the best times.
I'm telling you, the timing couldn't have been better because people saw saw your crew in action. You know, and I remember the call was, it was in Bristol. It was a three-year-old who fell out a second-story window.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I remember the whole thing. I mean, it's ingrained, you know. And, I mean, when you see something like that, and when you see that bird take off, what their mission is, and then you just want to know what happened. And as far as I know, everything was cool. That last I heard, but I mean, that really drives it home.
Absolutely.
What? Because I've always told people, just be glad Mercy Flight Central is there, and hope you never ever need them. You know, you're one of those things. It's just that safety valve you that you have because you know it's good to know you guys are there. I just don't want to deal with you.
I don't want to have to call you.
I don't want to take a ride.
Don't want that kind of helicopter ride. No, it's not a scenic tour.
You know, and Dino, a lot of our supporters that I talk to, our community members, say that. You know, we know the importance of your service and appreciate that you're here. We just hope we don't ever have to cross paths. And that's what we're here to do.
Oh, we'll just come to your parties. How's
that? Absolutely. We'd much rather see people in that sense than
we just want to golf with you or come to your party or whatever like that. Well, the website again?
MercyFlightCentral.org. And then there's an events tab, and it has all of our events. We do also offer a whole bunch of different training as well to our partners, our ground EMS support, and different things like that. So you'll see different webcasts on there for medical professionals to join. And we do offer open house events as well. So that some of those are free to the public to just come and meet us and hang out and meet the crew. But, you know, there is a small fee for the solar eclipse just to help raise some fundraising dollars.
Sure, sure.
And everything's up to date. So
most of your pilots are like military, right?
Yeah, quite a few are ex-military. Quite a few or ex-law enforcement. That's where we get quite a few from.
And if somebody is an EMS and, you know, they're just getting into it and they want to aspire to be on one of your crews, what would you suggest they do? I mean, is just stick with the training and stuff?
Yeah, busy EMS service, busy ground EMS service, as much training as possible, you know, and we open that training that we do, like Caitlin said, out to the partner providers. So we, you know, we have the webcast, we have some in-person education, and you know, what better way to get involved and also get some training to just partake in those
and just get a higher level of training and be prepared for you know, a trauma and sad but true, but it happens, you know.
Always,
especially in the Finger Lakes. You talk about pulling somebody out of the Finger Lakes and getting them to a hospital in less than an hour. You're not doing it in an ambulance. And that's where you guys come in. All right. Aaron Reese, the CEO, and Caitlin Carhart, the Director of Development for Mercy Flight Central. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate
it. We'll see you the first time April 8th.
Yes.
Sounds good.
And golf is June 10th, did you say?
June 10th.
Okay. And mercyflightcentral.org. All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.